This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, it's time once again for a Farmers Appreciation Month interview, and today we're going to be visiting with Jim Miller of Security National Bank. Jim, welcome to the studios again.
Thank you, Katie. It's always a pleasure to be here, and said February is kind of a transition time. Like I said, everybody's thinking about how they did last year in 2016. They're getting their taxes all done here before March 15th, and then starting looking at the 2017 crop with various deadlines coming up. I know March 15th is the deadline for crop insurance to make any changes, added land or anything like that, changing anything on the program that you'd like to do. And we do offer federal crop insurance in addition to our other services there at Security National Bank.
Yeah, February is kind of one of those weird months because we're now in the second month of the year. We're still thinking about the previous year. We're not in the field, but yet we're planning for it. And then we're also trying to make those decisions, and that's what you're helping with at the bank.
Right. It's the time that you need to come in and sit down and go over your plans for 2017, based on what we did in 16. And also, it's a time, too, that, you're starting to look at cash flows and things like that. And with the prices that you're seeing today, I think that there's some opportunity there for pricing some fall crop right now at above the levels that we were looking at on the cash flows.
It's always a good thing to plan ahead and try to lock in some prices when you can.
Especially if you're doing it with federal crop, it allows you a lot of protection there, and you can go ahead and forward contract on that and actually get started on that. If that's your floor price, then that's good too as far as that goes.
Well, besides the federal crop insurance, you do have several loan options for farmers and farming operations. So if you don't mind, share some of those that you have.
Well, our annual operating lines of credit for crop or livestock, also livestock purchase loans for breeding stock, which would be a longer-term type loan, intermediate-term loan, and also for farm machinery and equipment, and then long-term loans for farm real estate. Going along with the machinery equipment, we do have a leasing program too. So if now's another good time. If you're talking to your tax person and you're anticipating some additional purchases this year, you might talk to them and see which works better, whether it's going through a conventional purchase or through a lease-type purchase. Whichever works best in your taxes, we can accommodate you either way.
How have things changed? Now we're kind of we always talk about agriculture being cyclical, and we're kind of on a downside of the cycle. How has that affected loans? I'm sure that with machinery, you're probably not seeing as many as you were when the market prices were higher. How has that affected some of the things that you deal with?
Yeah, when things were really good, there was a lot of people that went out and replaced a lot of things. There was a lot of new paint out there and everything. And right now, with things being tighter, they're looking about maybe doing more repairs or something like that as opposed to trading something right now. But they might have that in the back of their mind as if seeing how the year goes, what the crop looks like before fall. Maybe they need to change and update that combine or grain handling equipment or something like that.
And I think one advantage that you have is that you farm yourself, so you've got firsthand experience dealing with everything that you're talking to some of your clients about.
Right. I get out there and get my hands dirty too as far as that goes. And I take some time off, but usually whenever it's time to be in the field, all my customers are in the field too. So if I need to get out for a day and be out planting corn or beans, something like that, or same way in the fall, it works out good, and it helps me stay in touch with what everybody's going through too.
Sure. Yeah, that is nice. When they're busy, you can be busy doing the same thing. As far as going to one of the banks, you do have multiple locations, so you're not just in one spot. You're spread out a little bit.
Right. I'm basically focused on being in Witt, but if I have people in the Coffeen area, we have a full-service bank in Coffeen where I can meet people there, and we also have a new facility in Fillmore that we just added just last year, and we do have an office in there. I can meet people there, and we have another facility in Irving, but it being so close to Witt, usually I just take care of people in my office there.
Well, it really is a benefit to have multiple locations, and you're from the community that you're working in. So as I was talking with someone the other day that's also in similar business that you are, you have your customers at work, but you also know them outside of the bank, and that's kind of one of the major benefits of banking locally.
Right. I'll see my people, whether it's at the elevator or a basketball game or any type of ag event, whether it's at the FFA banquet and things like that. You know, I run into them all over the place, and happy to visit with them at any time too.
And that makes it kind of fun, I would imagine.
Right. In addition, some other things that we do, we do work very closely with Farm Service Agency, and through some of their loan programs, we're able to do beginning farmer loans with their assistance on that end, and also participation loans too. And that works out good, especially in looking about purchases on farm real estate.
Working with beginning farmers that have been in the business for a while, open to talk with anybody?
Sure. We're always looking for new clients and stuff, too. And we also want to take care of our current customers, too.
Sounds great, Jim. And I didn't mean to cut you off there, but as far as contacting you, we know the locations, but any phone number or website that you'd like to...
Okay, I have an 800 number, 800-594-0242. Our website is securitynb.com.
All right, thanks so much. We've been talking with Jim Miller of Security National Bank.